Air Force 99.
Now, there is a hidden gem here, a guy who's about to hit but doesn't yet. His name is Willie Garson, and he goes on to appear in over 75 films. That this is like his first bloody film. This is 1989. No, in 1989 he did Troop Beverly Hills. So, and he was in Ford Fairlane. So maybe this is like his third.
Yeah, I learned about him in history and film class.
No.
We covered Ford Fairlane and Troop Beverly Hills.
Oh yeah, Willie Garson.
Wait, is he the test patient?
Here he is, that guy. Recognize his face?
Oh yeah.
So,
well, I mean, like, everyone is so young in this movie.
Yeah, but the thing is, he's a hidden gem because he was nobody here, and he would go on to be in Groundhog Day and Ruby and Mars Attacks and Being John Malkovich and blah 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 blah. The Rock, Freaky Friday. I mean. But we caught him.
Well, even George Kennedy looks young.
As a virgin.
We caught him when he was cheap.
Yeah, that's right. When
you know, I went to the Corman factory. I didn't get to go to no art film school.
Right. Like you snob.
Yeah. Hey, are they going to cut open his brain while corporate watches? Paul Verhoeven.
Bud Cort, once again, he kills it. He really acts this shit.
So gross. I can't believe a man has to wear that on his head. It works.
You see the continuity discolor? Look at how Bud does that. They put it in and he exactly.
I'll give some credit to Bill Pullman. It's not easy touching another man's brain like that.
Well, he's using a prod.
Oh, well, all right. If I was Steve Bud, I'd be like, you lose.
Now look, is this a Manchurian Candidate reference?
Ooh, old ladies.
Yeah.
They play a game of solitaire. Oh, is he dreaming this? I guess so.
Well, he's like hallucinating it. They're messing with his brain right now. It's exposed to the open air and they're poking it.
I know, it's not sanitary at all. You'd figure he would wear a mask, you know, if he's going to stand above someone's brain like that.
1990s, pre-COVID.
No, I mean, listen, out of respect, when you're playing with a man's brain, nowadays you should wear a mask, yes, yeah. Because of COVID. You don't want to sneeze in the guy's brain and get him, you know, infected. But... And even before times when we picked people's brains apart, we would wear a mask or like scrubs or gloves or I don't know.
Absolutely. Maybe this is a movie. I don't know.
Oh, but we're not watching Discovery Channel. Dr. Fucking Gross Stuff. Today on Dr. Fucking Gross Stuff, something fucking gross happens and you get to watch the surgery.
Oh, man, that's a great pick.
We talked to the patient. We talked to the patients and the doctors. Well, I told the doctor, and the doctor said, man, that is just fucking gross. It was very fucking gross.
Roll him.
Roll him.
George Kennedy.
That has been another Discovery ID.
George Kennedy doesn't really do it so great in this film, you know? His part is very boring. We know that he can do gold.
Right.
Now look, that's Conklin.
Well, we know he's a... Ooh.
Now Hall...
Wow, the walls are clean now.
Halsey in the seat sees Conklin, the bloody murderer, who killed his family, he believes. But Pullman doesn't see that at all, right?
No. Yeah.
Pullman didn't see
Pullman's thinking about his next paycheck.
Now here they fix...
Oh, that's fucking gross, Carl.
They're gonna fix him now. The grossness is worth it.
Ugh. Listen, when you eat it, ask for sweetbread. Don't say brains. It's tacky.
Right. It's embarrassing if you say brains. Ask for sweetbread. They'll know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And they could tell, like, if you're a zombie or not by your request. If you say brains, you're a zombie. If you say sweetbread.
I'm sorry, sir. I have to take your temperature. By the way, you are a zombie.
Was it because I asked for braids? Yes, sir.
So I actually did that like an idiot. It was 1988. I was in an expensive restaurant with my girlfriend and her rich dad, who was a CEO of a company, Felix Lilienthal, I think. Anyway,
wow.
I was ordering and I asked for sweetbread because I thought it was sweet bread.
Yeah, you thought it was a nice appetizer. Yeah.
And my... when the waiter went away, she's gawking at me, and she's like, "Do you know what you ordered?" I was like, "Well, I got the clam poulet and the sweetbread." So they bring up the sweetbread, and it's lettuce, right? There's a bed of lettuce, and on it is a what looks like a sound wave of gray matter, really thin. What, you know, like a frequency wave of what looks like tuna fish, super thin and watery. It was a paste. I didn't know what I was doing, so I'm nom 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 nom. Oh, pretty good, the sweetbread.
Oh my god.
I thought it was going to be bread. Isn't that funny? Nom nom nom. So I have eaten cow brain.
Did they tell you after you finished?
Yes, she
Or before or after she broke over?
This is important now. Now, Rex looks over. Rex isn't Halsley or anything.
He sees
murdering Conklin.
Simply by sticking a metal prod inside someone's brain, he shares the same hallucination.
Yeah, the, like, thought leapt into his brain.
Let that be a lesson to you.
Yeah, don't prod
You know, Carl, when
brain.
I... Around 89, I was in working at the Claremont and Friar Tuck, two banquet halls for weddings.
Yes.
And one of the things I would do, especially at Jewish weddings, is that during the cocktail hour, you'd be in a tuxedo and you'd be at a serving station, and I served brains. I served sweetbread.
Wow. How did you prepare it? Was it like I described?
Yeah, it was like a very kind of, think of like, sweet and sour sauce. It was in kind of a sweet sauce.
Yeah.
And it was a chafing dish with the sternos, keeping the brains warm.
Right.
And I would serve, and I had a tuxedo and gloves, and I went through a lot of gloves serving brains, trust me. Because when the moment it touched it, I was like, yeah. But I would do it the French spoon style, where you have two spoons in one hand, and you could clamp, you know,
yes.
You clamp a piece of brain and you put it on a plate and you would offer it to the Jewish relatives at a Jewish wedding.
Yeah.
I've never been more grossed out.
So he switched wallets with Halsley. And so he's got he can't get out of his own facility.
Yeah, the security system's like, "I'm sorry, Mr. Paxton, you're unauthorized to leave the
Yeah, you
I'm
can't
Bill
leave.
Pullman. Ooh, he dropped all his cougarons. Oh no.
Conklin. The murderer.
Now
he's being followed. Okay, so let me just back up here, right? We got Rex Pullman. I'll call him Rex Pullman. And he is a learned man, he is a scientist, he is studying brains, he's trying to cure paranoia, right? Then he gets a person on the table for the first time ever and actually performs his operation. And when he does, now he starts to have a crazy journey. Look who is following him, his wife. Big deal.
Wow. That's it. Oh, you're so paranoid. I'm just following you, honey.
Right. Cuckoo, cuckoo.
Wow, where's she going? She's going on a dinner date without her husband?
No,
she's
just
for a cocktail party. Oh, they're going to.
Yes. They're going to dinner with the CEO, or I don't know, the big shot, with George Kennedy. And
doesn't that restaurant reek of new money? It's named literally after money.
I always get a yen for it when I'm in Los Angeles.
Oh, well, you know, the currency in Los Angeles is dollars, so you probably can't spend them.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
When you have yen and you can't spend it, you know, even though it's worth
Yeah.
dollars, that's so zen. Yen is so zen
Yeah.
when you can't spend it.
It is true. Wow.
Look, he thinks he sees Conklin, the murderer. Now he's gonna do
But he,
something about
Conklin,
it.
well, to be fair, as an audience member, we saw, as audience members, we saw Conklin, what are you doing? I'm just wearing a white tuxedo in a nightclub or in a cocktail bar.
Right.
I'm David Byrne. Sorry, Mr. Byrne. But to be fair, when we saw them leave, when he left, we saw a lingering shot of the serial killer following him. So he does exist.
Yeah, he does exist. And in the end, he'll kill
So
him.
this is just a good. Don't spoil the ending for me. I'd hate to sit through this podcast knowing how it ends. So where does he like?
Where does he kill him? I'll let you know. Look, he sits at the wrong table.
What's wrong with him?
We
Oh,
don't
he's
know,
being
you
making a
know.
joke.
Like, the movie set us up that he was a intelligent, rational, you know, the smartest guy in the room.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, after the operation, he saw a serial killer, and now he starts acting so bizarrely, and he begins to have a psychic trip? No, that's not the word. He's off to dreamland. I don't know. I don't know. What's real and what's
Well, I
not?
noticed that you could tell a change of character because he loosened his tie.
Aha! Those subtle director choices.
Right. Peck is like, you're loosening the tie? I'm tightening my tie, asked Peck Pullman.
So now what they've learned from the operation is you could poke around in people's brains and change their personality. So they want to do like plastic surgery kind of clinics for your brain, the new you.
Yeah.
This Bill Pullman.
So I think like Ken.
Bill Paxton.
Well, why the long face? Bill Paxton. Yeah, you idiot.
George Kennedy likes that
God,
name.
they're all falling apart. So Bill Pullman, wasn't he? Do you remember an Ellen DeGeneres movie like Making Mr. Wrong? Where she makes a date, like makes a guy and he goes crazy or something. I think that was Pullman. Like Pullman's done silly comedies.
What did you
He's not
call
just the
the
president.
movie? Making Mr. Wrong?
Or Making Mr. Right or Mr. Wrong or something like that. It was some movie where like they created a human, like she had a robot date or something like that. I don't remember.
I'm checking it out because that sounds so familiar.
You know what to do. Look under IMDb Ellen DeGeneres and look at the six movies she was in. And it's probably one of the six.
She was in Trainwrecked.
Is Dory,
She
Finding
was
Nemo.
right. Yeah, listen, spoiler alert. You know I always spoil the things like Conklin's gonna kill him in the end. I mean, I saw Finding Dory. Yeah, they find her. Spoiler.
It's Spoiler.
There's Conklin.
There's Conklin. So 80s looking. Well, he's on to him. I got to go tell my wife I love her. Siri, your cigarettes. Right, how do the 80s go?
You could smoke inside. It was no big deal. If you didn't smoke, you were
Is this
weird.
Los Angeles? Oh no, this is Van Nuys, right? So are they still in the valley?
I don't know. That's where the Van Ness was the location, or Van Nuys, as you say, was the location of Biodome. I don't know about the rest of the film except
Right.
it's Los Angeles.
Wow, this serial killer like shows up anywhere and everywhere.
Yeah, could it be that he's not
By the
real?
road. I don't think so.
Oh yeah,
This
he just
guy's real.
teleported into the backseat of Pullman's car?
Well, items in the mirror may look realer than they are. Yeah, I do. Because if Pullman sees them on the side of the road, like, he can't physically run to the side of the road and stick his thumb out and wait for Pullman to fly by. What if someone pulls over and be like, I don't want your ride. I'm waiting for Pullman. You're waiting for Pullman? He was great in Terminator. He was great in Weird Science.
He was great in he was great in Thunderbirds Are Go. Conklin.
Is that recent?
Okay, now, as you know, we've been experimenting with some paranoia, so now he sees Paxton screwing his wife.
Wow. At least he washed up.
Nice watch.
Nice swap. Yep, that's her arm. Oh no. Martha Wayne, you're in trouble. He's got your pearls.
Yeah.
Batman.
Right, Martha Wayne.
He had a pearl necklace during sex.
Catwoman stole them.
It was Joe Chill, wasn't it? Who shot him?
Now, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but Conklin has struck again. Now his wife and Bill are dead.
No way. Lucky Paxton got out of this movie.
Oh, no.
They were,
not so easy.
Because they were really fucking it. So Paxton and wife were fucking on the table. That is for real. But then, he's Paxton.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
If you're a Bill Paxton fan, you might be even more so now.
Pullman's like, see? Can't you tell them apart now? Me and him apart. Look at that dick.
Yeah.
Wow. Eyeball.
Thought you were going to talk about his gouged out eyes. You went straight for the dick. There's the difference.
Listen, if someone looked like me and they kept mistaking for me and he's dead on my table, I'd be like, first off, check out our dicks. Can't be the same. Hey, what's going on with the noise? Sounds like your wife's fucking a guy on the table and then you ice picked him.
He didn't do it.
Evening, John. Evening, Jimmy. Working again? Noise problem? I'm quoting John Wick from the police.
Oh, that's why I don't know it. Unless it's Act 1, Scene 8 when I quit.
It was Scene 7.
Oh,
it was right after he beat up the Russians in Quentin. The Russians came to beat him up the first time. And he killed all the Russians, and then the cops showed up.
Right. I saw that.
The Jersey cops. Evening, John. Evening, Jimmy.
You're not back at it, are you, again, Wick? Look.
I just got some things to sort out.
Conklin
is... Is Conklin going to play with his brain? Is this going to go full circle?
That will happen, but not right now.
So weird how a brain surgeon has his brain picked on.
Yeah.
What a coincidence. They should make a movie. I love the clothes. Check out that suit. It's just a vest over with a smock over it. It's not even a suit.
No, it's like he's wearing a suit jacket, but he took the jacket part off. And put on a schmuck.
He's wearing a vest. Yeah, he's got a schmuck on, but underneath it's like two-thirds of a jacket.
Right. So, Rex thinks he's woken up for the first time ever in this place, and they're acting like it's every day. We go through this with you every single day. You have the same
dream. Oh. I don't know what's real or not. I don't know if I should not care about this or not care about the other thing.
Yeah.
That's Hammer.
Boring.
Come on, Adam. Can't fuck with male nurses in movies, right? In the loony bin? I'm going with three DTs. You sit down here. What was that, the last weekend? They had like this male nurse that was like, yeah, all right, buddy.
I saw
there you go, bud. It has the greatest joke in the world. He tries to hawk his typewriter for booze, the writer. And every time he goes to the New York City pawn shop, they're closed. And he goes to like Zelensky's and like always. And he goes to this pawn shop, like O'Leary's, and O'Leary's locking the door. And he goes, I don't get it. Why are all the pawn shops closed? And the guy is obviously Irish. He goes, it's Yom Kippur. He goes, yeah, but you're not Jewish, you're Irish. And he goes, we made a deal. They close on St. Patrick's Day, we close on Yom Kippur.
That's, what's the joke? Why trade?
That the Irish.
Yeah.
That the pawn shops have a deal that on Yom Kippur, the Irish pawn shops close, and in return, the Jewish pawn shops close on St. Patrick's Day. So they get a day off.
But on Yom Kippur, the Jewish pawn shops would be closed too. So,
No.
Oh, is it because of competing business?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
It's a truce between the Irish and the Jews. Why don't you take it for what it's worth? Uh-oh, word search on the walls.
Now.
He's the crazy one.
Right, exactly right. He has become, excuse me, I'm sorry, I forgot his
name. Hazley.
Yeah.
Terrible Hazley.
Halsey. He has become Jack Halsey now. Right, he's the crazy one in the institution. And Conklin is his shrink. So, was the beginning of the movie him and now he's gone nuts? Or is this him and that was his fantasy? You can't tell.
Ooh, this is like Lost Weekend, right? The one with Joel Pullman, the David Lynch movie where he turns into Balthazar Getty halfway through the movie.
Are you talking about David Lynch? Because you said Lost Weekend.
Yeah.
Lost
Highway.
Symbolic film. It's black and white.
Yeah. I'm talking about a different movie now. I'm moving on.
It's the one where he goes on the trip, right? It's a David Lynch movie, and they go to a motel, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like the Robert Blake calls him, acts all freaky, and there's like a darkened corner in their house where he goes in and never comes out. But he's
William
Dafoe
in it? As like
a lot of people. I remember Henry Rollins.
Okay. I guess I'm not sure. Yeah. I might be mixing the two.
Well, he was in Wild at Heart.
What's that?
He was in Wild at Heart. He played a really oily guy.
Okay, so that's probably what I'm thinking of.
But he might have been in this movie too. He had a lot of people. I mean, like Robert Blake kind of stood out, and Pullman. But yeah, Pullman turns into a different person halfway during the movie.
Yes, it's stupid.
He goes to jail, and then it's.
It is. Let me just explain here that Rax is now in his office. Do you remember his office in the beginning of the film?
Yeah.
But he's not in his office. He's in his shrink's office. But he's so convinced.
But he thinks it's his office.
Right.
Yeah. He thinks he's in the office. That's why he talks to the camera. Like the sitcom, The Office.
Oh.
Yeah. I never seen an episode. Seen the GIF. So he's like, you think this is your office.
Right.
Yeah.
No, but
well,
he's got really good proof.
What,
take a look out the
grain
window.
Juice all over it? Okay, the curtains are dramatically closed.
It's not what he expects.
What the? Look, the etching's on the wall.
The reason I knew they were lithographs from the 1800s is because he is proving it's his office, and this is the scene in which I learned that, because he tells you about everything. This
gotcha.
Is my office. Now here's Bill Paxton. Huh.
No, he was dead. Look at Paxton playing a different character. Yeah. I'll make my hair messier.
Look at my different hair.
Yeah. And I'm wearing a vest, too. Yeah, he's not wearing like an 80s go-getter suit. Looks more nerd than Christian Bale in American Psycho.
Well, he's playing an accountant.
Oh, crunching those numbers.
Running away. Bill Paxton loved this story.
Who is the loony dad?
Bill Paxton tells this
Paxton
interview, right? He goes, "We met for an hour. We talked about Descartes and the meditations and wondering what reality was. And I end up thinking, this man has such a depth of knowledge and it's perverse all the way down the line." So Bill Paxton likes him. And Griffin Miller, the player, said, "Who let Adam Simon on the lot?"
I don't know about that. That's so crazy. Why is she running pussy on the walls?
We're just saying these are crazy people. He's trying to escape, and so he's with a bunch of crazy girls.
Yeah, haven't we all? I came from the normal brothel. I must be in the wrong room.
Well, there's nothing brothel going on here.
No. They're not letting him go. Oh, no, that's the nurse, right? Taking him back to the closet?
No, it's a cuckoo bird.
7 minutes in heaven. 1 second, 2 seconds.
She's a nutbag.
Crazy. Trapped in the closet. The closet.
Oh,
no.
Go in.
There's more room. Yeah, this office hours.
So the guy who wrote this movie had degenerative aging disease, and he died at 38, looking over 100 years old, the internet tells me.
Whoa, that's crazy. Poor guy. Well, I mean, the advantage, of course, is he never got carded at age 8.
At least he wasn't, what was that stupid movie with Brad Pitt?
Oh, Benjamin Button.
Yeah, at least he wasn't Benjamin.
Well, he had, like, reverse degenerate aging.
Reverse, that's right, degenerate aging. He had baby, I don't know what he had. The tagline to this film is, "You have nothing to lose except your mind."
What the fuck's going on? No. Why wasn't I invited to this party?
He walked into, like, a torture chamber part of the asylum.
Wow, look at the scratches on his face and the sleeve.
That's from the girls. So he thinks Conklin is sick!
Right. Is he, though? I can't figure it out. Conklin looks really normal in this.
Yes. Because he's the doctor. He's not a murderer. Look, there's nobody in there. It was all in Rex's mind. Is he Rex or is he Halsey?
I'm going to take my parents out of this facility. I don't trust this room.
Yeah, right.
I don't know why this room exists.
You're being paranoid, Mr. Spiegelman.
Listen, this is just my sex room. You've seen 50 Shades of Grey, you know. It's a sex room.
Come on, get with the times. Okay, now they're zapping him.
Oh, they're zapping him for real.
Are they? He just woke up from a dream.
Or did they?
Now, this is Bud Cort's best acting in the whole movie, and he does it 2 times in a row.
Is this the end of Bud Cort? Or did he disappear thoroughly? Or?
Well, no, we'll see him throughout.
He's We talked about him before, but I still think I loved him in Heat. He had an uncredited role as a like a parole officer. It was a fast food restaurant. He was like, "If you don't do my job, I'm gonna report you
Right.
to the PO."
Right, he was an asshole in that film.
Yeah. And then the ex-con's buddies came by the restaurant and they said, "Hey, we need a wheels man." He's like, "Fuck you, Court. I'm out of here."
Court, you look like Danny Goleman. Slam.
I'm not Danny Goldman.
Now he is a friend of our show because of Gas in 1971.
Right. Yeah, a long time ago, this is going on.
We really did that a long time ago, yeah. He was in Theodore Rex.
Yeah,
I
when
think
the
you
movie.
like that one.
I do like that one. And that's on YouTube.
So everybody knows Harold and Maude and then MASH, but not everybody knows Son of Hitler, 1978. Okay, here comes Bud Cort to
What,
act.
really?
He does the same scene but different lines, and he's so perfect.
Oh, so he keeps waking out of a dream, or is it?
Yeah, and then Bud Cort shows up.
Oh,
And he
creepy.
should know he's coming. Boom!
Maybe he thought it was Munchie.
Now, there's an important part here where they both go, I know I'm real, and they realize maybe they're the same person. Watch. Here it comes right now. See that?
Whoa, jinx.
Right, for a second, it's like, I'm the same person. Maybe. You
Right.
know, like multiple person, you know what I mean? Like,
That's a kind of a neat twist. I haven't really seen a movie where, like, he's, well, can I spoil a movie
it's
for you?
done well. I mean, we've seen multiple personalities, but.
Yeah. Oh, so is it really the wife, or is it like a doctor, another doctor? Wait a minute.
So he's no longer like where he was in that bedroom. He's now in some other. It's just all over the place. He's just free expressing, and obviously it's in his mind. It's got to be.
Well, maybe he had an out-of-body experience.
Yeah, maybe.
Why didn't you ever think of that?
Yeah, why didn't I
Maybe.
ever think of that?
One where he could physically do. She's cool in this movie. She doesn't do much. I mean, there's not much for
No,
her to
she
do.
doesn't do much, and I didn't even research her. I have her name here.
Oh, there's Ellie Paxton.
Ellis? No, I guess I don't. Yeah, her name is Ellis. No, that's a guy. I don't know.
All right, no worries.
But we know Bill
Yeah, this
Paxton.
guy must be weird. We know Bill and that turtleneck. God, who dresses these guys? What? Reality.
Now, one of the board
Prison
members is
grip.
Bill Paxton's father. I'm trying to find him for you next time we see the board members.
Oh, it's okay. Oh, cool. William Paxton Sr.
Yeah, no, his name is John Paxton. And he was an actor and producer. He was in Spider-Man 3 and Spider-Man, but it was all about Bill. I mean, he was 70 years old the first time he was in a movie. It's all about Bill Paxton.
Right.
But he was executive producer of A Simple Plan with Bill Paxton.
Oh, that's a great movie.
He ran a lumber company like in Texas, when they were great. I don't know. When Bill Paxton hit the big time, he said, forget that. Okay, now this is good. We're in Bud Cort's brain.
Really? The
Yeah.
big ass swimming pool. Oh, there he is. The Sea Court. We're in my brain.
Yep.
We're in my brain now. This movie makes no sense.
It doesn't. It doesn't.
So he's been like going on like this weird trip this whole time.
Now that was actually kind of funny. He said there were sea monsters, and he says, "Is it dangerous?" And Bud Clark goes, "Not for me, because this is my brain. You can't get hurt in your own brain." And then he gets pulled under by the sea monsters.
Yeah. And they put like a little red blood on there. That was a pretty nice touch. Made it to Southern California.
Where? Like, if the water was his brain.
Okay. Stop doing that.
Inexplicably, he's a bum on the or he's on the streets of Los Angeles for no reason.
Yeah. Tacky suit. So 80s everything. Oh, that's you're sending mixed messages there.
Yeah.
I just threw water on my head. I had to throw water on you. The boss was looking.
Okay, so somehow he's now freed from the hospital and craziness for a short time. And he begins to wander, and he ends up back at his office and in his back at his building and in his office.
Nice.
Look how he's all dry, and it's just la la la.
I know.
Look at my.
You
nuts
know what
here.
Happens? There's always like a wet. There's always a wet stain on your crotch. Like, well, I could find that. Don't want too water on me. Weird. That's good. Radio staff is there.
Yeah, here, I told you already about this, but it says, in the late 80s, Julie Corman got summer interns to go through several hundred old scripts. The best one they discovered was this one written by Charles Beaumont for Roger Corman in the 60s. Director Adam Simon liked it and updated it for modern times. It was shot in 20 days.
Good for Adam Simon? Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's quick.
I don't think they didn't waste a single day.
Nope.
It should not be more than
that.
20 days.
20 days, that's 3 weeks. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Look, he opens the window and it's not, right? He's home. He's home.
Yeah. That things are there. But there's brain jar, brain wall.
No, that's the lab. He's not in the lab. But there's a problem. Look, he's looking at Halsey's equation that the Unis Corporation were after. Now he starts to get like, what's going on here? All the diplomas say Halsey. He's not in his office unless his name's Halsey.
Oh, is he still in Halsey's brain?
I don't know.
Huh. Yeah, Dr. Halsey. This is weird.
So what does it mean? Memory. I guess it means like he is Halsey.
Oh, yeah, check out your certificates. That's real, you know, because Yale will not forge a...
But you see, right now in his mind, he's Rex. He's not Halsey, so therefore... He's not falling for it. Uh-oh, paranoia. People are coming to get him.
Good.
Good?
Oh, no.
Are you tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a patter? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer you. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
Got the Mutiny, Mutiny Radio. Got the Mutiny, Mutiny Radio. Got the Mutiny, Mutiny Radio, my friend. Got Mutiny, Mutiny Radio. Got Mutiny, Mutiny Radio. Got Mutiny Radio, my friend.
Billy Bob, you ever want to be funny?
Well, my dogs think I'm funny, Daryl.
Well, I mean, you ever want to be, like, in front of an audience? Like, other than, like, squirrels, dogs, and dead persons?
Oh, shoot. From time to time, I've given it a thought or two.
You know, if you go to Joke Workshop, there's more than two peoples paying attention to your jokes, and they ain't even gonna be jerks about it.
Daryl, are you serious? I can get people to listen to my jokes?
And they'll even say nice things to you before they tell you how to get improvements.
No way. What is this dag nabbit thing called?
It's Joke Workshop.
Joke Workshop?
Yep, every Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. on the Mutant Radius.
So you're saying I could tell my jokes every Monday from 6 to 8?
That's what I'm saying. It's the Joke Workshop Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Mutant Radius. Yahoo!
499.
Let's watch full-length movie on YouTube with Michael Spiegelman.
I'm Michael Spiegelman.
And I am Carl, not Spiegelman.
We're hosts of
YouTube with Michael Spiegelman.
Follow us on podcast by with our acronym LWAFLMOYT. We watch a full-length movie on YouTube with you, and you listen to the podcast and watch the movie at the same time.
Yeah, LWAFLMOYT.
LWAFLMOYT. That's every Sunday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, or if you're Carl, 5%.
Right. I'm so lazy. 3 hours later, I finally get to the show, 5 p.m.
Let's hear the theme song.
Let's watch full length movie.
Right, let's do a full minute promo. Oh, never mind. Bye. See you next month.
I was just leaving the theater.
Convertible 1969 gold Cadillac with the white interior. I drove it up here.
And I started to do some thinking.
Around in it on the freeway, and I'm having a really, really good time.
Flat black plastic.
Smoking big spliffs and cruising.
Saturday noon to 2.
On the freeway. Good feeling.
I am a total fan from Laurie Sterling. His voice is absolutely right. I am Teddy Bias, an adolescent. And I will cut the
Hell Blake. Henry. Yeah. Charlie here. Yeah. I have a report here, Henry, from your chief nurse, Major O'Houlihan. She makes some accusations, Henry. I find pretty hard to believe.
The dude minds, man.
Safe sex is more than just avoiding STIs and pregnancy, no matter what you're into. Make sure that you and those around you feel safe, comfortable, and are having a good time. This public service announcement is brought to you by your friends at Mutiny Radio.
Hey everybody, listen to the Weekly Review with Roman every Friday from noon to 2 p.m. This is an unapologetically anti-capitalist program. We interview community organizers, activists, and artists. We talk about ways you can take action right now. So listen in to The Weekly Review every Friday from noon to 2 p.m.
My name is Breakfast, and I'm running for Chancellor of the United States of America. For too long, we have gone without a Chancellor who is willing to take bold leaps of faith and logic to create new possibilities for our great, big, fat nation. As your Chancellor, I will balance the budget on the head of a pin, give entertaining speeches, have scandalous affairs, write strongly worded letters to unpopular foreign leaders, look good on camera, end all hunger, crime, abuse, war, disease, disasters, sadness, depression, oppression, repression, suppression, transgression, obsession, expression, impression, regression, and digression by signing pieces of paper that express my disapproval of such things. And invest in an American flag pin to be worn prominently on my stylish jackets. It's time to work together to take the country back from us and return it to ourselves. It's time to turn this country around and drive it into opposing traffic. It's time to take a chance on the Chancellor.
Fucking with the law, but I'm riding in my form. Whole time going to shows, and I know that she gone. Popping in the Lambo, and I ain't popping in the Bentley. Wanna ride with me, and I got my semi-tuck. Riding in a Rari, and I'm rolling on the Benz. Fucking on the flat, and I'm fucking on.